Off the coast of Florida over the weekend, new environmental protections took effect near a group of small islands called the Dry Tortugas. It's a remote site for fish and reefs where officials are testing an old conservation idea, wilderness in a new realm. Here's a National Geographic Radio Expedition report from NPR's Alex Chadwick in the Florida Keys.
The Dry Tortugas lie at the western edge of the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. And the supervisor there is a marine biologist named Billy Causey. We spoke near his office in Key West.
We are setting aside the first underwater wilderness areas in North America.
Wilderness. What would it mean underwater? For 150 square miles of ocean and reef, it now means this.
Boaters can't anchor. Divers can't touch the bottom or stand on the bottom. And the idea there is to protect the habitat, hiding places for the fish, hiding places for the invertebrates, as well as a food source, marine life that feeds off the reef itself.
Tortuga is Spanish for tortoise. There are green sea turtles out there and shallow reefs and many fish, but not so many as there used to be, says Billy Causey.
2 decades ago, a black grouper would average 22 pounds in size. Now, the average black grouper is 7 pounds in size. So not only have we seen a decrease in the numbers of fish, but we've also seen a decrease in the size of the fish.
U.S. marine sanctuaries are thinking about tougher conservation rules, like wilderness designations that ban roads and machinery from highly protected terrestrial areas. The Florida Keys Sanctuary is the first to try it on a large scale. 70 miles beyond Key West, 2 big areas, one north, the other south, of the Dry Tortugas, are now officially the Tortugas Ecological Reserve, though not without some dissent.
People go down there for fun, and they're taking all the fun out of it.
At the Key West City Marina, charter boat captains like Bryce Barr of the Southbound run day trippers out to fish with hook and line.
They would like it better if people weren't even there, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to close that whole thing down.
Many others, though, do support wilderness restrictions for the ocean. The actual island part of the Dry Tortugas area is administered by the National Park Service, which may implement its own version of the new sanctuary rules. A Park Service ranger, Rick Cook, said last year almost 100,000 visitors went out to the Tortugas by seaplane and ferry boat.
The remoteness is striking. When you get there, the conditions are just pristine. Snorkeling is great. There are hundreds of shipwrecks, the earliest going back to 1622. If you want to talk about natural quiet and a beautiful night sky, you sure don't see the lights of the city of Miami from the Dry Tortugas.
Miami is only going to get bigger and brighter in the decades to come. As it does, the Dry Tortugas will draw even more people. Part of what they'll find there is an ongoing experiment to see if the wilderness is something that can survive underwater. Sanctuary Superintendent Billy Causey.
People are very careful about their impact in national parks. We expect the same thing in the Tortugas Ecological Reserves. Divers that visit there must only take pictures and leave bubbles.
For Radio Expeditions in Key West, Florida, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society.